You will hear an interview with a biology student called Gail Koch, who is spending a year in the rainforest working as a field scientist. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
I'm delighted to be interviewing Gail Koch, a biology student, via satellite link to the rainforest in South America. Hello, Gail.
Hi.
So, after nearly a year studying in the rainforest, what's it like being a field scientist?
Well, people often imagine scientists being in laboratories wearing white coats, but they don't all work that way. Field scientists work outside, exploring and investigating, then trying to understand what they observe. That's what I'm doing here, though I wouldn't say I'm a real one yet, even though I've been out here for almost a year. But although I still lack experience and have a lot to learn, I hope my enthusiasm more than makes up for that.
And what do you enjoy most about living out there?
I'm living in a typical tropical rainforest at a small scientific research station. It's very hot and humid. The trees grow tall and very close together, and it's absolutely full of life, both plants and animals. But at the end of the day, before it gets dark, it finally cools down a little, and the trees look stunning in the light of the setting sun. That's what I'll really miss when I have to go home.
And what does your research involve?
I'm studying lizards, trying to find out exactly which species are here. I explore the area around the research station, helped by a local guide, or I'd soon get lost. It's incredibly exciting when I actually see a lizard. I have to catch it, of course, and then check whether or not I've already found an example of this particular species. I spend most of the time, though, walking extremely slowly, and all I can see are leaves. That's very much what it's like for most field researchers.
So, what inspires you most about your work?
It's demanding and often repetitive, but it's rewarding too. It's not that I want to be the first person ever to discover a new species or gain academic glory, though of course I'd like that, but that I could really add to what scientists know about the world. That's what motivates me.
That's wonderful. How easy is it to become a field scientist?
It's quite a hard world to break into because so many people want to do it, even though it's poorly paid compared to many other graduate jobs. In many cases, you have to work for no salary at the beginning of your career and even pay your own expenses. That's tough when there seem to be endless opportunities for science graduates in other careers.
So would you recommend working at this research station to other biology students?
Yes, absolutely. I could be an assistant in a lab going through endless pages of numbers and results day after day. But luckily, I'm here, and I'm sure the countless skills I've learned over the past year will be an advantage when I apply to do further study. I can choose my own research, and it's entirely up to me how I organise my day.
That all sounds very positive. There must be some disadvantages to being there, though.
Well, sometimes I've got no idea what I'm supposed to do next or how to do something, and it can be hard to get myself organised. I had all sorts of plans to improve my little living space when I arrived, but somehow I've never got round to it. Also, the technology I use here is fairly basic, and there is always the possibility that I'm missing out on the latest advances in zoology while I'm here, but I personally wouldn't be anywhere else for the world.
Now you will hear part four again.
I'm delighted to be interviewing Gail Koch, a biology student, via satellite link to the rainforest in South America. Hello, Gail.
Hi.
So, after nearly a year studying in the rainforest, what's it like being a field scientist?
Well, people often imagine scientists being in laboratories wearing white coats, but they don't all work that way. Field scientists work outside, exploring and investigating, then trying to understand what they observe. That's what I'm doing here, though I wouldn't say I'm a real one yet, even though I've been out here for almost a year. But although I still lack experience and have a lot to learn, I hope my enthusiasm more than makes up for that.
And what do you enjoy most about living out there?
I'm living in a typical tropical rainforest at a small scientific research station. It's very hot and humid. The trees grow tall and very close together, and it's absolutely full of life, both plants and animals. But at the end of the day, before it gets dark, it finally cools down a little, and the trees look stunning in the light of the setting sun. That's what I'll really miss when I have to go home.
And what does your research involve?
I'm studying lizards, trying to find out exactly which species are here. I explore the area around the research station, helped by a local guide, or I'd soon get lost. It's incredibly exciting when I actually see a lizard. I have to catch it, of course, and then check whether or not I've already found an example of this particular species. I spend most of the time, though, walking extremely slowly, and all I can see are leaves. That's very much what it's like for most field researchers.
So, what inspires you most about your work?
It's demanding and often repetitive, but it's rewarding too. It's not that I want to be the first person ever to discover a new species or gain academic glory, though of course I'd like that, but that I could really add to what scientists know about the world. That's what motivates me.
That's wonderful. How easy is it to become a field scientist?
It's quite a hard world to break into because so many people want to do it, even though it's poorly paid compared to many other graduate jobs. In many cases, you have to work for no salary at the beginning of your career and even pay your own expenses. That's tough when there seem to be endless opportunities for science graduates in other careers.
So would you recommend working at this research station to other biology students?
Yes, absolutely. I could be an assistant in a lab going through endless pages of numbers and results day after day. But luckily, I'm here, and I'm sure the countless skills I've learned over the past year will be an advantage when I apply to do further study. I can choose my own research, and it's entirely up to me how I organise my day.
That all sounds very positive. There must be some disadvantages to being there, though.
Well, sometimes I've got no idea what I'm supposed to do next or how to do something, and it can be hard to get myself organised. I had all sorts of plans to improve my little living space when I arrived, but somehow I've never got round to it. Also, the technology I use here is fairly basic, and there is always the possibility that I'm missing out on the latest advances in zoology while I'm here, but I personally wouldn't be anywhere else for the world.
That is the end of part four.